Tensions are running high between the Burlington School Board and the city's teachers union right now. After unsuccessful contract talks, the board moved to impose working conditions on teachers last week without their approval. This week, teachers unanimously rejected that move, saying it'll cause, quote, division, chaos, and confrontation. We're set to hear from the union and the school board on VPR this week. Today, we're talking with the president of the Burlington Education Association, Fran Brock. I started by asking her what the union thinks are the main sticking points.
Key to it is the whole idea of an imposition. It's a rarely used tactic. It is insulting. It's very demeaning. It is autocratic. There was no reason for them to impose working conditions on us. We did give them another offer. We were willing to take what the fact finder's report said, and instead they decided to impose.
I understand that final teacher salary increase proposals from both sides differed by less than one percentage point. I can hear some people in Burlington wondering whether that's worth this kind of a showdown that we're having right now. How do you respond to that?
The bigger issue is just the fact that they imposed working conditions and have walked away from the bargaining table, negotiation table. That's true. When you look at just the number at this point, we're not that far for the salary piece. There are some other pieces, though, that are being posed. They're imposing some new rules with tuition reimbursement. Teachers need tuition reimbursement because in order to stay licensed, they have to take courses in their subject area and in their grade level. And by reducing that to there's maybe, under their plan, there may be about a maximum of 44 teachers who might be able to take advantage of the tuition reimbursement, and adding into it that they would have to pay back all or a portion of it if they leave before 3 years. It's very insulting. It's almost indentured servitude, and we're just not willing to accept that. The other issue is, of course, the increase in the health insurance. This was supposed to be a one-year contract, a bridging contract, because we need to go back into negotiations as every district in the state does. There's new numbers coming out for health care costs, and that has to be renegotiated in every contract.
For the school board's part, it says it has no money. The chair of the board, Mark Porter, reportedly told the Free Press he has nothing to come to the table with. They said they can't afford these fact finders recommendations that you mentioned. They cited cuts in federal funding, restrictions on school budgets imposed by the recent school district consolidation law in Vermont. Is that not a valid argument to you?
Neither we, the teachers, nor the community have seen a clear, itemized, detailed budget for the school district. The budgets that they've released have been sort of generalizations that there's money being spent for consultants, for legal fees, for other, and we don't know what any of that is. Show us in very detail specifics why there's no money. We think there is.
It sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like a lot of what you're objecting to is the process, the way this has gone about with the imposition of these working conditions. Because on some things, like salary increases, the district and the school board are rather close. Would the union accept any working conditions that were imposed rather than negotiated? Is it a principle thing?
We do not want to have an imposed contract. It's a bad precedent. It's a very common union-busting tactic, and so we just cannot accept anything that comes in under this imposition.
So what's next here? I mean, is a teacher strike possible?
Well, what we would like is for the board to come back to the table and negotiate in good faith with, I know what Mr. Porter says, he is one vote on the school board. There are 11 other people, and they each have one vote, and they can all vote the way they individually think is appropriate.
I hear what you're saying about hoping for the best in this situation. At the same time, at least right now, the chairman of the board's words seem to be unequivocal. He has nothing to come to the table with. Is a strike off the table?
And nothing's off the table. By law, they were allowed to impose. Just because you can doesn't mean you must. Teachers, we are now at a point where we can strike. Again, just because we can doesn't mean that we must do it. It certainly is something we have to take under consideration, though, if the board continues to stick to its guns.
That was the president of the Burlington Education Association, Fran Brock, talking about her union's impasse with the school district.